This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exchanges of fire between Israel and Hamas continued Wednesday in the Gaza Strip. Militants have continued to fire rockets into Israel on a daily basis throughout the month-old conflict. The densely populated northern area of Gaza, specifically Gaza City and adjacent crowded urban refugee camps, are the focus of Israel's campaign to crush Hamas, the militant group that has ruled Gaza for 16 years. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinians continued to flee northern Gaza on Wednesday amid Israel's offensive. VOA's Gary Butterworth has more from Jerusalem.
Israel's military said Wednesday that it had killed the top Hamas weapons maker as Israeli forces carry out air and ground attacks in Gaza targeting the militant group. This is the UN says the number of people fleeing northern Gaza tripled between Monday and Tuesday. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says that the death toll from Israeli attacks has surpassed 10,500. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. Defense Department said Wednesday the U.S. military launched an airstrike on a site in eastern Syria. It targeted a facility linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing American troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups, many operating under the umbrella of the Islamic Resistance in Iraq. U.S. officials say the militants have carried out at least 40 such attacks since October 17th. This is